Here in California, we just emerged from a heat wave where temperatures in some places hit 114 degrees and the threat of rolling blackouts lasted for nearly 2 weeks straight. So why is summer such a perennial test of the upper limits of power grids? Part of the answer rests on new home construction. That often means McMansions, 5, 10, even 20,000 square foot houses with central air conditioning. Dan Kamen teaches energy issues at the University of California at Berkeley.
California may be building the McMansions and the monster homes, but we're seeing this trend all over the place. And so it does portend dramatic increases in supply we're going to need to produce.
U.S. Census figures show 30 million new homes in the U.S. since 1980, with interior space expanding from an average 1,900 square feet to about 2,500. Naturally, people need to fill those houses with stuff. And Kim Hughes of the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power points out that stuff needs electricity.
We've added more devices, whether it's more computers, more TV sets. Plasma TV sets pull a lot of energy.
And not just when they're on. UC Berkeley's Dan Kamen says that cell phone chargers, electric toothbrushes, Xboxes, they all draw so-called vampire power.
10% of all electricity used in California goes into the standby mode of sort of doing nothing except for the remote sitting there and the TV saying, "Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?"
Dan Kamen isn't recommending everyone run around unplugging electronics, but he says that refrigerator in the garage that you only use on the 4th of July, pull the plug.